is a little different today, but you can still help out by being part of the show.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Today's group therapy is about, well, our very own producer Porkchop and a situation that he's in, or maybe he's yet to actually, I guess, fully delve into. Porkchop, why don't you explain more of what we were talking about off the air? They're like, oh my gosh, you need therapy for this. We've got to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I think this kind of, I don't know, stems from Liv.
Way to go, Liv.
I thought, you know, I was doing everything right. I mean, or I'm doing everything that, I don't know, feels right, at least. Does that make sense?
Like you're acting on your gut.
Yeah. So I've been in a relationship now for a week.
Has it really just been a week?
Yeah, it's been a week.
And
that's crazy.
I've known this person for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. So you've been
13 days.
You met him 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
13 days ago.
Since then, you haven't left each other's side. They're
correct.
So
we're still
much
on our,
in love.
We're still on our first date, technically.
They now, do you live together? Kind of?
Yeah.
If his apartment complex is listening, no.
Oh, right, no.
But anyway, and they've said, I love you.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
This is fast. It's like high speed.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so I noticed something because I have asked him and he's like, no, like he's moving in. Like we went to his house, we got his stuff. He brought like a laundry basket full of clothes. He brought a bunch of things. Like he is moving in. And I was like, wow, that's fast. But, you know, Porkchop is Porkchop and he's going to do him. And then I was at lunch with him and I was talking to his boyfriend and telling him about like me and Porkchop and how, you know, like... We kind of struggle for money. I'm like, oh, Porkchop gets it, you know, struggling for money or whatever. And he just kind of like gave me a look. And I was like, oh, wait, you guys might not have talked about finances. And his boyfriend was like, oh, no, like, I don't know how much he makes. Like, I don't ask questions like that. And I was like, what? Like, my mind was blown because I'm like, how are you moving in with each other and you guys have not discussed your finances?
Yeah, it's too early to discuss finances.
And that's the question I want to delve into. 833-563-2539. When in a new relationship do you talk about finances? Because, Liv, I'll agree with Porkchop that, yes, 13 days into knowing somebody probably is too early. But Porkchop now is living with said person. And that's when if you're betting on that person, if they're responsible for half of what's going on, I think you have the right to know. Am I wrong?
I think it's absolutely crazy when you think about the things you guys, I mean, the things like your intimate, the things you're doing with each other, but oh no, off limits finances. Like
exactly.
You have probably done things to crevices, not going into detail of each other's bodies, but off limits finance talk.
Exactly.
Like that makes no sense to me.
I 1000% agree. I know conversations that like you guys have kind of touched on and like the deep, deep conversations that you guys have had about your all's personal lives and all of this stuff. But finances, I don't think
so.
And the only reason why I think this is weird is because if he's moving in, you would think, you know, you guys are going to start like splitting bills. Who's going to pay for groceries? Who's going to pay for electric? Are we going to get cable? Things like that.
Well, here's my thing. If I made like a ton of money, sure, maybe I would have mentioned it. But I mean, my thing is between the steakhouse and here, I do make a decent livable amount of money. But the issue is, like we've talked about before, I've had so much issues in the past. I didn't make enough money in the past that the debt just kind of rolled up, 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 and up. So I feel like it kind of doesn't matter how much I make because I still have so much debt to pay. So
but
that's why I don't
there.
Want to
and
talk about it.
And people are funny, and so, I totally get that. It's a very sensitive subject for a lot of people. People are funny with money, and a lot of times it's embarrassing. I get it because it's like, dude, I have all this stuff to take care of. So I understand that, but I definitely think it's something you should talk about.
So if you guys think that because we moved in, I should have talked about finances. So you're saying that I should have told him like how much debt I have already this fast?
Well, because you moved it fast. Normal people, I'd say most relationships don't move in. There might be a call or two at 833-563-2539 that have moved in within a quick amount of time. But I'd say most people don't. For example, I think of me and Lindsay as a reference point. I think our grandma thinks we're all going to hell because we moved in after I proposed to her and didn't get way to where we're married. But that was 2 or 3 years into our relationship when we finally moved into each other's place. Yeah. So my point is, like, I didn't know any of her financial stuff. Now, I do think you need to talk about it, because just sharing a little, pulling back the curtains about marriage counseling, me and my wife, we have different financial thoughts and ideas about debt and different things. And that is important, because that can cause tension in a relationship.
It's the number one thing that couples argue about. This was a huge issue in my last relationship. It's finances, because people are raised differently. They have different relationships with money. So, and this is a good, actually, test for your man, too, Chops, because when you reveal, I mean, everything's like, you guys are hot and sexy, you're in love, but then when you get to the real life stuff, that's when you determine if this person has longevity.
There is one thing I did disclose. I told him that I took out a $23,000 loan 3 years ago, and I told him I only have 4 months left on it. So
that's good. See? And I applaud you. You're killing
it. Poor chap showing the only good side of his financial portfolio there. Okay. Yeah. No, hey, we got calls coming in, and we're going to try to help you out today, Pork Chop, for group therapy. Please call in. Maybe you got your own personal experience or your thoughts. 833-563-2539. Group therapy, it's going on right now here on Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation at 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl brought up an interesting point off air that made Pork Chop the center of discussion, and that is, in its long 13-day relationship with his boyfriend, hostage boy, they have not talked finances. And the thing is, well, if they're living together, isn't that something you need to talk about? Or when do you, in a new relationship, talk finances?
Too soon.
See, here's my problem.
I love what's too soon for him and what's not.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared and I get worried. And maybe it's just because I'm an anxious person, but I'm nervous that this guy, hostage boy, is going to move in. You guys are going to discuss finances. Turns out he's in so much debt. He owes so much money. So now you're now taking on a fine. I'm not saying, I'm just saying possibly. I don't know his financial situation. I have no idea. I am saying this is a possibility. You could find out he's in so much debt.
Well, he already did tell me. He's got zero debt.
So you know his financial situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't know mine.
Okay.
And he's totally fine with not knowing yours.
Yeah, he said no matter what, he's going to love me.
Aww.
That's cute, but like, who's going to pay the bills?
Yeah. love doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah, love does not pay the bills.
The interesting thing, and I love your new man, obviously, but I think the interesting thing to me is that someone that doesn't have, he obviously didn't have that many responsibility. Like someone that can literally just pick up and live with someone for 2 weeks.
That's because he had just previously moved, but now he's going to be moving back here.
Right. I mean, I think it's great. This could just totally be destiny, but I mean, I can barely find like 2 hours to like do what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing that someone can like hoist up their life and move
but
in with somebody else.
But when you're in between moves, you
so
could.
So he's like in the interim. Yeah. No, I think that's good. I just think for you guys, just get it on the table. You're so honest. And then you can work together.
Let's go to Sophia this morning. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. What do you want to say?
I didn't move in with my boyfriend until we were dating for 2 years. And so we split with groceries and we had a dog together. We adopted a dog together. So we split in between that.
Okay,
well.
I think that's a good idea there. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and McKenzie. Well, let's go to Jamie this morning. What's up, Jamie? What do you want to say?
Good morning. So just to let you know, me and my husband met in April. We were engaged in September and married in November.
How far along is the pregnancy?
Really spoke about finances either.
Before you got married?
Oh, my Jamie.
Bit, but I'm the breadwinner.
So how's it going now?
It's great. Amazing relationship. We have separate bank accounts. I pay some of the bills and he pays some of the bills. And if one of us needs help, then we just kind of help each other out. But it's awesome. It's totally doable.
Do you know what each other makes, though, even if they're separate? Or is that still in the dark?
Yes, but we're married now, so it's a little different. But, yeah, before, no, we didn't.
How long have you got married?
We will be married for a year in November, but we've been together a little over 2.
Wow. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry, but definitely before you propose to somebody, like for an engagement, you got to talk finances.
Maybe that's the key to happiness is separate bank accounts. Maybe. I will tell you, it was a huge wake-up call for me because money was a huge issue. And like, I'll admit it, I made a lot of money on the West Coast. And I not only had a full-time job, then I would also work all my side jobs. And I was frivolous. And it didn't take me till now when I'm on my own to realize how I was just like, I had an abundant mindset. I was like, oh yeah, if I wanted something, I just got it. Now I've really learned discipline and how to budget. And it's also, it's actually been a really good thing for me.
How much money are you making now?
I was careless. Not nearly as much as I was making, but it's taught me valuable lessons that I needed to learn.
Faith, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think Porkchop should do?
So my husband and I were in the same boat. He stayed the night one night and never left. So then we didn't discuss finances at first. He moved an hour away, just kind of like Porkchop's man did, to live with me. So he didn't have a job right away. But once he got a job, then he started splitting stuff. It was just until he did that, he kind of offered to just pay food and stuff like that. And we understood that, you know, that's how it was. But we definitely didn't discuss, like, hardcore finances, which I kind of wish we would have at least maybe a month in, because he actually had a lot of debt. And so now, you know, we're not able to do as much. But, I mean, I still love him, and it still worked out. So if you know, you know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you,
it's
Faith,
hard,
for calling.
It's an embarrassing thing, especially probably as a man. And I don't mean to be a double standard, but like if you, you know, I don't know. I feel like men, or they have a hard time if they can't provide, because it's just by nature.
Yeah.
I
feel like obviously like our society puts that on men, kind of like that is like kind of part of the masculinity, the toxic masculinity, is that like the men provides and the men is
well,
the one
a man
who's
should
be
provide,
the breadwinner.
Though.
But I mean,
women can be breadwinners for sure, but a dude, you definitely, in a marriage, in a partnership, you need to be a provider. You need to protect your family.
I definitely think you need to protect your family, but I think
like
both do as well. But I'm just saying that like it's, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Oh, I'm not. Listen, hey, Finish Line, if you're listening, you want to give my wife a huge bonus or a raise, I will be able to come to terms with that.
Side note, Liv, remember when you and me were talking with him at lunch? He told us how much he made at his previous job and what his previous job was. And me and Liv looked at each other like, because like,
yeah, he was a store manager. And I was like, I need to go into that business because that's like double what I'm making here.
Yeah.
Man, I'm crying now hearing that. All right, let's wrap things up with Morgan this morning. Hey, Morgan, what do you want to say for group therapy about Porkchop?
Hey, good morning, guys. So my girlfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years now. And for the first, like, year and a half, I owned a house, and we just stayed at each other's places. Like, she had her apartment, and she was a grad student and wasn't making anything. So we kind of knew what each other was making, and then we just moved in together earlier this spring, and we split every bill right down the middle. Like, even if we go to the grocery store and maybe she gets a few more things, we still just split it right down the middle.
What if you make like double the money she makes? Is that still the same thing? It's still 50-50, even though you make twice as much as her?
I think so, because when it comes to food, we probably eat just as much together.
Aw, see, it works. 50-50.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the call. Actually, thanks for all your calls this morning for group therapy. Porkchop, do you think after hearing what people have done, you're going to remain silent and never reveal what you've got going on, or are you going to tell Hostage Boy?
He said at some point he doesn't want to budget together, so I thought that was sweet.
Right? Aww, that is very sweet. Good. I still can't believe that you guys, and I know we're going to talk about it, have said I love you.
Yes.
Wow, so much has happened in 13 days.
I know, in 13 days.
Makes my marriage of my relationship of 7 years feel insignificant.
Oh.
Coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, I don't understand why, I really don't, but McKenzie, Liv, and Porkchop, I think even intern Chloe said, no, they're saying that I should not and they will not take part in using a Ouija board here in the studio.
No way.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
It's just a piece of, like, compressed paper and board. It's a game.
It's a portal welcoming like the evil spirits.
Did the devil bring
it? The dark side.
I don't even like talking about it.
I don't either. Well, makes me like I get tight in my chest talking about it.
Okay. Whoa, you are very tight right now. No. Hey, I want to talk about that next. 833-563-2539. Has anybody ever messed around with a Ouija board? Are these three overreacting? I think you guys are. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Eeks me out.
But I want to hear from you. Can you give us your thoughts? 833-563-2539. That's coming up here on Joe McKenzie. Also, around 8:10, 7:10 Central, your chance to get hooked up with movie passes.